Let's just...
Ghost in the Machine, maybe.
Yeah, man, nobody wants us to play that song, and I am horrified that just happened. And we're also kind of screwed up. Did you found it on there anyway. But that was... I keep trying to play Michael Kiwanuka.
And he keeps...
One more night, and I keep hitting the wrong button while it's playing, and it's that I did that twice now. We heard Emmylou Harris with New Orleans, and Levon Helm, When I Go Away.
Rolling Stones by request from Mike Costa. Yep.
And Rolling Stones, yeah.
Okay.
No, that was before. That was the previous set.
It sure was.
But, it's like I've screwed up twice in the same set. Now, Mark Moreno.
We're just sad about this. Yeah,
you know, I think it's probably affecting me. We lost Mark Moreno yesterday. He's been suffering for quite a while in the hospital, and he passed yesterday morning. And so we want to do one song that we can not mess up. And this is a song that it's a song about the survivors. Really, this is a song that Jackson Browne wrote for the survivors of when you lose someone. And it's saying that, like Mark was a dancer. He had his dance and he did his thing. He was perfect as a DJ.
He's the best I ever heard.
And so this is saying, carrying on, you take that with you and you build on it and you become your own dancer and you create your own dance. So here's Jackson Browne for a dancer, WMFO Medford.
Keep a fire burning in your... You never know what will be coming down. I don't remember losing track of you. You were always dancing in and out of view. I must have thought you'd always be around. Always keeping things real by playing the clown. Now you're nowhere to be found. Listening, and I can't help feeling stupid standing around. Crying as they ease you down, 'cause I know that you'd rather we were dancing, dancing our sorrow away. Right on dancing.
No matter what things
tells you, you can do it. That you've been shown by everyone you
ever know.
Rest in peace, Mark Perrino. That's Jackson Brown for you for a dancer at WMFO.
And Jackson's playing Thursday night, by the way, at the Main State Pier in Portland. And Susan Button Lyons just came through with that that piece of information just in the nick of time.
Thanks,
Susan. We love you.
Yeah.
And we love Mark Perrino, too.
We do. We're going to miss him for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back up. Let's get started. Let's keep going.
I have such a good track here.
Okay.
More new noise.
Yeah.
All right. This is
tell us about it.
This is from Frightened Rabbit. I'm usually kind of Mets on these guys, but this is such a great song. It's from a forthcoming CD called Painting of a Panic Attack. Brand new one here at WMFO called Get Out. Speak, Doc, please.
Shot of rock and roll. side street or a stairway to the stars. I hear the high-pitched cavitation of propellers from afar. It's a wolfman's brother.
This is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Nature's way. Nature's weak.
WMFO Medford, 12:33, and the beginning of a beautiful afternoon here in Boston. Mike on the mic here till 1 o'clock, along with Bob Angel. How are you doing, Bob?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
Time passes way too fast when you're doing a show.
I know, telling you. But I'm glad we had the extra time.
Free form rock and roll. That's mm-hmm. what it is. Mm-hmm. Spirit with nature's way.
Yep. 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus. One of the best titles I know from way back when.
Yeah. Those were the days.
It sounds ominous, but I like it that way.
Fish was before that. Wolfman's Brother. That was off the Hoist album.
I'm hoisting.
Yvette Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
What was that one?
Paul Newman versus the Demons from their latest, The Carpenter. Departure for them, because they're usually very folk rocky, but that was just crazy. I love that.
That was, you expect
yep.
a lot of acoustic guitars and stuff like that from the Yvette Brothers.
That's just proven
beautiful
they can
stuff.
Do it. Proven they can do it.
Nils Lofgren, title track from Cry Tough, and we started with Frightened Rabbit.
Get Out from their brand new one coming out called Painting of a Panic Attack. Love that so much.
It was terrific.
It was just great.
A lot of good new bands, new music out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get people, because what you hear in Top 40, they think it's all bad.
It's college radio, baby. That's what it is.
So you got to go out and look for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to tune into college radio. You got to just search, look up on Spotify or whatever service you have and, search around and you find cool stuff.
And speaking of great college radio, 1 o'clock today, Brian Young mm-hmm. is here with Crash Course for the Ravers. Brian, if you're out there, come on and tell us who you got on today or what's going on. But 1 to 4 today is Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian. So stick around, won't you? Alrighty, so we have some more new noise coming up. Oh, wait, here's Brian.
Oh, here he comes.
All right.
It's the Aldous Collins Band.
The Aldous Collins Band. All right, perfect. Thanks, Brian. In and out he is.
Well, we'll be listening for that for sure.
All right, cool.
But this is more new music. The album title is called Everybody Wants, and ain't that the truth?
Yep.
The band is called The Struts. This is called Kiss This, WMFO, Medford.
I'm sorry. to Dom.
91.5 WMFO Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
WMFO Medford. How you doing? It's Mike on the mic, along with Bob Angel.
Wasn't that terrific?
Yeah.
Dr. John from a few years ago. He puts out a lot of stuff, by the way. I think he's had like five albums since this one came out.
Yeah, good stuff. What year was that?
This was 2012.
Nice.
Yeah. Very nice. And before that, we had a band called Pressing Strings that none of us ever heard of, but a great cover of Zeppelin's Going to California.
I thought it was Jack Johnson. Is he involved in that band or something?
I don't know.
I don't know. I could swear that was him singing.
I don't know. It was awesome, though. It was awesome.
It was pretty cool.
It was good. Yeah, 10cc before that from the great Dreadhawk Holiday collection, Wall Street Shuffle, King King from Across the Pond, a great CD called Reaching for the Light, That's Just a Little Lie, and started off with brand new Noise from the Struts.
The Struts, Kiss This.
Yep.
Yeah, good stuff.
So, as you can hear, Brian Young is here and Al Pachulis is here.
Coming up
at 1 o'clock for Crash Course for the Ravers. And
Join us.
We've got one more song to play, some new Noise from Eric Clapton. A lot of people are saying this might be his swan song. It's very upsetting.
Well, he says it might be his swan song, but he's not sure.
But I don't like to hear it.
I don't either, because we're losing so many.
No kidding.
Maybe he just means for Eric Clapton. There'll be a new Derek and the Dominoes album.
Well,
that would be sweet.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Our blind faith.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeez, you're thinking good stuff here.
No kidding.
So I'll take this opportunity to thank everybody so much for listening. I've been here since 9 a.m. I really appreciate it. Eileen Springer, thank you for the interview. And Bob, thank you for the last 3 hours. That was great fun.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Stick around, everybody, for Crash Course for the Ravers. We'll leave you here as we sit with Eric Clapton. This is Stones in My Passway, WMFO.
Right on.
I got stones in my passway, and I rode since dark as night. Passway, and my road seemed up in line. I got pain in my heart that have taken my appetite. I had a burn to whistle, and I had a bird to sing. They burn to whistle, and I heard a bird to sing. I got a woman and I love it, boy, but she don't need it. I enemies have betrayed me, have overtaken poor Bobby's life. Certainly, they had stones all in my path, trying to take my life and all my loving too. You laid a pathway for me. Now what are you trying to do? And I'm crying, please let us be friends. My pathway rider, please don't let me in. I'm a runner,
come, but then I got to go.